Keith Peters reporting a children's hospital in Kyiv has been hit after Russia launched a wave of missile strikes against cities across Ukraine.
At least 47 people were killed and more than 190 were wounded following yesterday's strike.
That's Ukrainian ambassador to the United Nations, Sergei Kislytsia.
Footage captured the moment the Kh-101 missile dived towards the hospital building. Later, the security service of Ukraine made public the pictures of the remnants of this missile found on the spot.
Authorities were working to restore the hospital's power and water supply as Kyiv city administrators declared Tuesday an official day of mourning. Russia has denied responsibility for the hospital strike, insisting it doesn't attack civilian targets in Ukraine. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Biden heartily welcomed NATO leaders to Washington today, celebrating the Transatlantic Alliance's stout unity against Russia's Ukraine aggression and underscoring America's ironclad commitment to the alliance under his watch. GOP lawmakers acknowledge there's a chance the resolution to fine Attorney General Merrick Garland could pass this week. Speaker Mike Johnson says it's important that the Attorney General honors a subpoena issued by the House.
I'm for being as aggressive as possible with holding Merrick Garland accountable. It is a very important institutional concern that we have that a subpoena by the House must be complied with by the executive branch or anyone that a House issues a subpoena to.
Representative Ana Paulina Luna of Florida is expected to trigger a vote Wednesday on her resolution, which would hold Garland in inherent contempt over the Justice Department's refusal to hand over audio of President Biden's interview with former special counsel Robert Hur. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Berlin take on Muslim terrorists.
The city has banned the red inverted triangle, which is a symbol used by Hamas and its supporters to mark its targets in both the digital realm and in graffiti. For example, Berlin Mayor Kai Wegner has been targeted for breaking up Palestinian protests. The words "Kai will pay" were painted on the city's free university under a red triangle. Federal lawmakers are considering a national ban in Germany as anti-Semitism surges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kansas Supreme Court reaffirmed its stance that the state constitution protects abortion. The court struck down a ban on a common second trimester procedure and state laws regulating abortion clinics. The Kansas court declared access to abortion a fundamental right back in 2019. Voters also rejected a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would have explicitly reversed that court's ruling. This is SRN News. In spite of lackluster trading today, Wall Street did produce some new records.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street after testimony from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell provided little new guidance on the Fed's plans for when it might lower interest rates. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq Composite each rose 0.1% Tuesday, adding to the recent records. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 52 points. That's about 0.1%. Helen of Troy, which makes Osprey and OXO products, sank nearly 28% after posting results that fell far short of forecasts. Treasury yields rose slightly in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 4.29%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Boeing agreed to plead guilty to fraud to settle charges stemming from the crashes of two of its 737 MAX jets. If a judge in Texas accepts that deal, Boeing won't have to go on trial. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.